Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now, here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Dude.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. Welcome to Just the Cats. My name is Michael Bennett. Hope everybody out there had a great Easter. If you'd like to give us a call, 502-571-1080. Or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon the Dude is with me. Barely. But
what do you mean by that?
You said you don't feel too good.
I'm fine.
Okay, well, you don't sound too chipper this morning.
I'm so great, yeah. I'm Monday morning, woohoo, let's go.
Yeah, I know, I agree with you there. But it was a fun weekend. I mean, I had my two boys in town, which I was really excited about. Now my youngest son is on his way back to New Orleans and Tulane, which when he leaves, I'll tell you what, of the family, I think I feel like I'm the mom because I get, really disappointed when the boys leave. And, of course, Mason's going back to school, and I get sad. But, oh, well, that's the way it goes. Well, hopefully one day you'll have that experience, Shannon.
Okay.
I'm just telling you right now. But you have a nice Easter at the very least.
Yeah, of course I did. Yep. Nice Easter. Nice family breakfast and lunch. It's one of those things we go to my dad's house, and they cook everything. They cook so much, they cook enough for breakfast and lunch. I'm like, why don't I just do one or the other? No, we got to have breakfast, and we got to have lunch.
I like that.
So that's a lot of work for one person.
Does Terry fix a lot of the food?
No.
He doesn't fix anything.
No.
Okay. Okay. That's okay. So it's his wife that fixes
it. Yeah, we want it to be edible. So.
Wow. Okay. So in other words, Terry's a terrible cook.
No, actually, he does a lot better than what he used to. He can actually grill out and stuff, and he does a few things really good. But
that's
I don't think we want him cooking the dressing and the ham.
What, you have dressing on Easter?
Of course.
Do you really? Okay. The only time we have dressing is if it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not much of a dressing guy. I don't even like ham that much. So, anyway.
What do you eat? Yep.
Well, same thing, ham.
You just sit there and eat peeps all day.
Well, you got a problem with that? I mean, what?
I do have a problem with that. Peeps are the nastiest Easter candy of all time.
How do you say
little
that?
Little chicken-shaped marshmallows with sugar all over them. That's disgusting.
Yes, they are absolutely delicious.
Gross.
Yes, and no telling when they come the high die that I'm probably stuffed with nothing but peeps.
I'm convinced that those things, they don't even put out new ones from year to year. They just put out whatever's left over from the year before. Nobody would know the difference.
You know, I have. When I was a kid, well, it wasn't even that long ago, I would still eat the hard ones. I mean, as old
God,
and dry
you're so
as
gross.
They were, I loved them. I just love peeps, yes. Yeah, so that, and plus I got a baby Ruth, which I was really happy. That's my favorite candy bar, by the way. Just to let you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't want the rest
keep
of
that
the
in mind next time
Easter
I get you a candy.
Yeah, exactly. Baby Ruth is the choice for me. But it was a nice day, and I'm glad. And it was a great weekend. I mean, full of fantastic games. And I guess I want to talk about the couple of games that we had on Saturday. Of course, you had the Houston versus Baylor, and then you had the Gonzaga versus UCLA. What happened on those two games is the absolute opposite of what I thought would happen. I really, Shannon, and I'm sorry for your team that you picked to win it all went down, but I really thought Houston would give Baylor more of a game than they did.
I did too, but Houston looked like the national champion the way they played. I mean, Baylor.
Baylor
looked like the national championship the way. Because Houston was just not comfortable the entire night. You could see that they were struggling just to get a shot off.
Yeah.
And Baylor, I mean, they're just knocking down everything.
They really were. And I'm telling you right now, that's what made me think, okay, Baylor's just going to run away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So they ran away with the game, and I really think they're going to run away with it tonight. And then you have this automatic iconic game afterwards between UCLA and Gonzaga. I mean, my gosh, that was there's a lot of people saying that was the greatest game ever.
Oh, stop it.
That's recency absolutely. Bias.
I keep hearing people say, well, that's the greatest game since Kentucky and Duke in 92. Do you not realize there was a buzzer beater to win the national championship literally 5 years ago between Villanova and North Carolina? Are we just going to ignore that one?
Yeah, that's funny you said that, because somebody after that game was over, Gonzaga and UCLA, somebody immediately called Christian Laettner and interviewed him. Mm-hmm. And Christian Laettner actually answered the phone and did the interview. And, you know, that was the game that Laettner said, my shot is nowhere close to being the greatest to end a game. It was the 2016 Villanova shot.
Yeah, and nobody talks about that.
He said the exact same thing you said.
Did we forget about that quick?
Yeah, it was Chris Jenkins that shot that ball for Villanova to win the national championship.
Right.
That clearly, yeah. Nothing against UK and Duke, and that was to just get in. That was an Elite Eight to get into the Final Four.
Yeah, and take nothing away from the Gonzaga game, but I mean, come on, this was a game-winning shot to win the title.
Yeah.
In 2016.
That precedes everything out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Chris Jenkins wins it clearly by far. But everybody wants to refer back to the Duke-UK game, which really kind of surprises me and makes me think, okay, Kate Shannon, why do you think that is? Is it because it was Duke and UK in such a rivalry there?
Probably so, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, like, that's still one of those highlights that are shown in the opening of the NCAA tournament every single year. And that's been how many years now? You know,
it's 1992 is what that was.
Almost 30?
Yeah, in Philadelphia. Yeah, I was there. It was.
Were you there?
Oh, yeah.
You never mentioned that. You were probably in the front row.
No, I wasn't that close. But, it was something else. My parents and I went there to watch that ball game. And you go from having just, like, the greatest feeling in the world to 2 seconds later, just nothing but sick. I mean, just total sickness there. I mean, I remember watching Sean Woods go off the court, and I never felt so bad for a bunch of players.
Yeah. Oh, I was at the Kentucky-North Carolina game where Kentucky lost. I think they lost that one on a last-second shot, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah.
Where was that at? Was that in Memphis? I think so. Yeah, it was in Memphis.
I don't remember where that was. Yeah, was that at the Pyramid? Is that where that was played? I think it was.
Yeah. Anyway, I was there for that. I mean, as far as, you know, buzzer beaters where you lose, that was probably the only game I've actually been at for Kentucky where they lost.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, there's been a bunch I've been to. I mean, one of the other iconic games I was literally at was that 1970, what was it? Let me think. 1977. Believe it or not, you weren't even alive. I think I was 10. We were at the UK-North Carolina game where Jack Givens was a junior and they lost to North Carolina and Dean Smith playing the four corners. That game was played at University of Maryland. And, oh, my gosh, that was not much fun. But anyway, lots to talk about today because, you know, we had baseball, a bunch of baseball stuff go on. I want to talk about, believe it or not, I want to talk about that quite a bit because I think it's great. And then we got some great news for the volleyball team. And then the first thing I do want to talk about, though, Cal was on everything this week. He's back to, I got to be on every television station there is known to mankind. And everywhere I looked, I was even watching 60 Minutes yesterday, and Cal was on 60 Minutes.
Oh, but, good. So he's doing the media circuit, so he'll be on all the radio shows now too, right?
Well, we'll see. Hey, by the way, I didn't tell you this, but I got the phone call last week. Mark Stoop is going to be coming on with us again.
Good, good. When's that going to be? Yeah.
Next
Wednesday when I'm out getting my shot?
Exactly. No, we're not going to do that, no, because it's only fair, and it's my fault that I've done this the last couple of times. You have questions.
And no, I'll just pass them along to you, and you can ask them. It's all good.
No, I don't want to do that. I want you to be involved in the interview, and I want you to ask Mark Stoops a couple of questions.
What if they say that only Wednesday is when they can have them on? Then you got to go when the coach can come on.
Well, you are right about that. I mean, if that's the only choice they give me, then I have to do it that way. But I feel like it's not going to be Wednesday. I feel like it'll be later, and you'll be here, and we'll do it together.
Okay. All right. Well, looking forward to it. I'm sure, Stoops is always great on these interviews. I think that his personality really comes out, and you can tell how he's feeling immediately. He's not one of these guys who tries to disguise that when he does interviews. So you can.
No, it's real.
Yeah, you get a real feel for how practice is going when he comes on and talks about his team.
And he's beginning to get a little more swag, don't you think? Because now he's getting a lot of big recruits, not only outside the state, but inside the state, which I think is huge. And you kind of feel that he's getting that swag where, hey, yeah, I got a good team coming back here.
Yeah, I think next year's team's going to be really good. And exciting to watch, too, is another thing.
Not just good, exciting to watch. Yeah, I hope so. I am looking really forward to this offense. I think that's going to be the funnest part of the game. But the defense will just continue to get good. But let's talk about Cal when we get back. If you'd like, give us a call, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at JustTheCatRadio. Lots to talk about. Plus, we got to talk about that title game tonight. I'm looking forward to it. And Shannon, you think about this during the break. Has this been the greatest NCAA tournament in history? All right, so think about that.
We're always so quick to say that. It's all recency bias. We all say that because we forget the other ones that came before them.
Yeah, but this is, okay, maybe it's just me being biased, yes. But it has been fun to watch. And I never thought that it would be that much fun to watch without UK in.
And how could you say it's the greatest? Yeah, exactly. That's the thing right there. How can you say it's one of the greatest tournaments without Duke or Kentucky?
Exactly. So let's go ahead and take a break. 502-571-1080. We'll be right back. This is Jessica Katz. What have we done with the Did you delay that a little more than it was supposed to be? That literally made me nervous right there. It seemed like you delayed it. I like that song.
That's how the song goes. I didn't alter anything.
Okay. Sounds good. It just seemed a little longer than usual. All right. So Cal was being interviewed on ESPN over the weekend, and he made the comments that he can't wait to get going with next season. It can't come fast enough. Shannon, he doesn't even know what the roster is going to be. So don't you feel like that's a little early to be saying something like that?
Well, I think he's just wanting to erase from our minds what happened this past season. Exactly. Yeah. And, we were hoping to get Justin Powell, but we found out over the weekend that he's going to Tennessee now. So that's disappointing. But, I think that Cal
was going to save that for a little later. But, yeah, let's just go ahead and talk about it now. All right, so when you first heard the news that Justin Powell was now not going to be coming to Kentucky and going to Tennessee, what's the first thought that came out of your mind?
Oh, blank, no.
See, I think that's the truth right there.
Yeah, no, I mean,
I think you want to tease about it, but I think that is the truth.
Yeah, no, it's one thing for him to not go to Kentucky, but then it's another thing for him not only to not go to Kentucky, but then go to Tennessee. And, yeah, it's disappointing because I think they could have really used him. And I think we got a big delay.
Do we? Okay. I think it's a real disappointment. To me, it is. Because here's what I think is going to happen. He is going to go down there, and every time he plays Kentucky, he's going to score 30, 40 points just to prove a point that, listen, you should have had me come to Kentucky. I do worry about this. And I do hear a lot of the other media members saying, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. But I tell you what, I kind of think it is.
Well, if it's no big deal, then why do we want him here so bad? I mean, I think it is a big deal. It's easy to play that card. Well, it's no big deal he didn't come here. Yeah, but it was a big deal just a few minutes ago when you were thinking that he was going to come to Kentucky because, everybody keeps talking about how great of a shooter he is and how much he can help out this Kentucky team for next season. But then, when he goes somewhere else, it's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal. It's going to be a big deal if he comes to Rupp Arena, like you said, next year and drops 30 or 35 on us.
It just lights it up.
Yeah.
I mean, that really bothers me the most. Not only did he leave Auburn and not come to Kentucky, but he goes to Tennessee. I mean, of all places to go, not Tennessee. I mean, all of the places. He could have gone to Vanderbilt. Go get a good education. Play for the best-dressed coach in basketball. But that's it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that maybe, when John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins were here, Kentucky was a cool place to come. Do you think that coolness has sort of just worn off over the years? I mean, do you think Kentucky is still a cool place to come play basketball?
To me, it feels like it left the building in 2015. I mean, that's what, if you want me to be absolutely, totally honest, I don't think Kentucky has been the cool place. Now, granted, I know we've still gotten some of the five-star players. Last year, yes, we got some elite players last year. It just didn't turn out. But if you ask me, no, it just doesn't feel that way to me. And that's coming from a die-hard Kentucky fan. Do you feel the same way, or is it just me out there?
maybe a little bit. I mean, I still think Cal is the right guy for this team. I just, you know, I don't know if the coolness factor is there anymore. You know, I think about the Fab Five with Michigan, like how cool it was for Michigan basketball back then. They've got a little bit of a resurgence now. You know, Arkansas.
With Juwan Howard, exactly. He's leading that effort, bringing the cool back to Michigan. I agree with you.
Yeah, and then, you know, Arkansas in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s, those were, you know, cool teams that I think a lot of high school players wanted to go play for those teams. I'm just not sure. I mean, I think that Kentucky is still one of the top schools out there. I'm just saying, has that coolness factor sort of worn off over the years? And I feel like it kind of has with Cal.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it has. And how's he going to come off a season where he had the worst, as we all know, in 100 years? I mean, how do you come off and say, okay, we're back to cool now? It's just not going to happen within a year. I mean, here's what I read an article over the weekend. Somebody wrote a really good article. I don't remember who wrote it, unfortunately. But talking about how long will it be until you feel like Kentucky will win another title? And I think that's a fair question. Shannon, under Calipari's reign, do you think, of course, he's got this lifetime contract, do you think he'll win another title at Kentucky?
Yeah, I think he will. I just don't know when it will be. I don't think it will be next season. I don't think he's going to go from 9-16 to winning a title. Although, I mean, it wouldn't be crazy if that happened, but I just don't see it happening that quick. I'd say give him another 3 or 4 years, and I could see Cal winning another title.
So you feel like, because that's all a part of that coolness factor, you feel like within the next 3 or 4 years, Cal will be back to one of the cool places to come play? Because it feels like all of that has shifted to like a Gonzaga. I mean, some of the best players now are going to Gonzaga.
Yeah, and a lot of the players that, you know, before would pick Kentucky or go in other places. But I think another thing, though, we got to keep in mind is this transfer rule is really going to help Kentucky moving forward, because they're going to be able to pick basically whoever they want in the transfer portal, and whoever the transfer portal, you know, that wants to come to Kentucky will be able to do that if Cal wants them there. So I think that having that option is just another reason why they're going to be good in the future. All the blue bloods, like your Kentucky, your North Carolina, your Duke, your Kansas, you know, places that people would want to go play, Kentucky's going to have their pick of the litter, basically, when it comes to the transfers. They could have an entire team of transfers.
Well, and they will. I think majority of the team next year is going to be all transfers. And, you know, like you talked about last week, it's going to be probably one of the oldest teams we've ever had at Kentucky. We've gone from probably the youngest team to now going to have potentially the oldest team in the country. Tyler tweeted out, I think it was either Grady or Powell. I think we got the better of the two. So, do you think that Grady is the better of the two? Because I feel like, obviously, you're going to have Grady for only 1 year, since he's a grad transfer. Powell potentially could have been here 2 or 3 years. So, does that make you feel good that we got the better of the two for 1 year? Or would you rather have had maybe a little bit lesser, but you got him for at least 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, I think you always want the best options, right? So, I mean, even if it's for 1 year, Cal can just go back and reload that position the following year. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy with Kellen Grady. It's not a knock against him. I just wish we had both of them.
I did, too. I felt like if we had a chance to get both of them, man, I would really feel good about next year coming up. Bluegrass Jack said, I remember when Chris Lofton going to Tennessee was no big deal and ended up killing us every time we played. I would have rather Powell went anywhere else. See, that's exactly the example of I was thinking of, is Chris Lofton. And you think, oh, my gosh, okay, no big deal. But I kind of feel like Justin Powell is a little bit of a big deal. And maybe it is because of the repercussions that we kept receiving from Chris Lofton.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully it's not going to be that big of a deal. I don't know. But anyway, hey, it's 8 o'clock. It's a little after. Well, it's 8:30 now. It's time to go get that cup of coffee at the Coffee Zone. It's at the corner of Whips Mill and New LaGrange Road. I'll tell you what, it's great to support local, and I would appreciate if you did. Go see my good friends Craig and Diana Bishop. They'll take care of you, get you a great fresh cup of coffee because they roast all their own beans. They do everything from scratch, and that's what you need to do. I'm going to be there Wednesday, Shannon. You need to come join me, hopefully.
Oh, you're coming back to Kentucky. All right. Welcome back.
I'm coming back. So 502-571-1080. You want to give us a call. We'll be right back. This is Just a Cat.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Okay, Shane, a couple things I want to talk about. First of all, I know you want to talk about this definitely, but did you see Miley Cyrus on Saturday singing and doing her thing at the Final Four?
Yeah, why was everybody crushing her? I didn't think she was that bad at all. I mean, people were talking about this performance. I didn't see it live, so I went back and watched it.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here watching it going, okay, what's so bad about this?
Here's what bothers me. She's coming out in the very beginning from her little dressing room or something like that. Got the sunglasses on. Nothing irritates me more than people wearing sunglasses inside. I mean, I guess it's all her attitude. I mean, she's just like,
yeah, she's a rock star. Come on, man.
Okay, she is not a rock
star. She's cool.
Star.
What do you know about cool?
Speaking of cool. She's not even, well, very true right there. I'm not going to disagree with you. But there is nothing rock about her. She's a pop star. There's a big difference there.
She could be whatever she wants. She's a little country. She's a little pop. She's a little rock.
Okay, well.
She looked like rock and roll Dolly Parton is who she looked like to me.
Wow. I mean, she looked like Dog from Hawaii out there doing his thing is what she looked like.
What's your problem
with
Miley Cyrus's performance, though?
Well, here's the problem. She's not singing any of her own songs.
So what? Alice Blue Gown doesn't sing any of their own songs.
Yeah, but that's different. You already admit that you're a cover band, so I don't have any problems with that. But she's got her own music. She comes out singing nothing but Queen.
So?
And then she does a Blondie song.
So?
I mean, come on.
Who cares?
Okay. I do.
Why does that bother you so much that Miley Cyrus wants to come out and cover a couple of songs?
Okay.
I thought she sounded pretty good.
She sounded pretty good, but she's not Freddie Mercury.
Well, she's not trying to be Freddie Mercury. She's just singing one of his songs.
A couple of the songs. No, I didn't like it. So I don't know.
So your problem with her was not that she sounded bad. Your problem is that she came out of the dressing room with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
And
she
sang a couple of cover songs.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Everybody's a critic, aren't they? What a tough crowd.
I am. I've never been a big fan of her, but
okay. So that's the root of it right there. That's the root.
Probably so.
If Jimmy Buffett had walked out of his dressing room with his sunglasses on and came out and sang, "We Will Rock You," it would have been the greatest thing since sliced bread,
no,
right?
It would not.
Yeah,
I would look at that. And that is not true. I would look at that and think, "Oh, please don't do that. Just be yourself." No, Eric Church, a country music singer, does the same thing, always wearing sunglasses. I mean, man, can't you just wear some normal stuff? I don't know. It always irritated me with Bono. He always had some funky sunglasses on.
You know, some people have sensitive eyes. Maybe he just had LASIK done. I don't know. Maybe she can.
Maybe that's the case. It's exactly right. Yeah. She went to your LASIK guy right down there in Louisville, and you can go ahead and give him a free plug.
Yeah, Dr. Greenberg.
There you go. And got her LASIK done. So that's what she did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I
just don't know why everybody had such a problem with Miley Cyrus. I thought she actually did pretty well.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad you think that she did pretty well. I will admit, I do admire her for walking around in those boots. Because I tell you what, I don't think I could. First of all, the heels wouldn't support me. And second of all.
Poor heels.
Exactly. And second of all, she's out there strutting in those things. I mean, that's pretty impressive right there. So I'll give her that right there. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only vote of confidence I'll give her from that standpoint.
You're just a tough critic. I didn't know Michael Bennett, the music critic, was so tough on, you know, artists and bands. And I hope that you don't come watch me play. You're going
to
probably critique everything I do when Alice Blue Gown plays shows out. Well, you know, he was a little flat on that one note there, and I don't like the way he dresses, and he thinks he's a rock star. And it's called a performance.
Well,
it's called entertainment.
You know,
if she just walked out there in sweatpants, it wouldn't be an entertainment.
I tell you what, when I do come to one of your concerts, there better be a chair reserved for Michael Bennett and a table because I'm bringing my notebook.
I'm going to make sure that I have my sunglasses on.
Yeah, I'm bringing my notebook and my pen. I'm going to be taking notes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to be ABG, number one fan, okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, we got one. We're going to have a little spot for you to come up there and play the cowbell.
I'll be looking forward to it because J.D. Shelburne promised me I'm going to. So hopefully I'll get the same consideration from you. What do you think about the volleyball team?
How about them?
UK and Craig Skinner finishing the season in the coaches' poll, number two in the country, taking their 19-1 record. And now they are the number two seed overall in their tournament.
I think that seals the deal. Kentucky's a volleyball school.
I'm with you right there. I mean, we're a rifle school. We're a volleyball school. You tell me what else we are. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm excited for them. They get a bye in the first round, Shannon.
Yeah.
And the bubble is going to be in Omaha, Nebraska. Now, that's where I have a problem. I mean, I understand we have to do these bubbles, but don't you think maybe Omaha, Nebraska might be the worst place to be put in a bubble?
No, Kansas would be the worst.
But, you think so? Okay.
Yeah, I've been to Kansas.
Yeah.
Actually, bubble would probably be more entertaining than being outside of Kansas.
Oh, my God.
All that's in Kansas is just cornrows and flat land.
Well, that's what's in Nebraska. I mean, there's no difference in Nebraska.
I'm sure there's a little bit of difference.
Okay, if you say so.
If Kansas is the 1A, then maybe Nebraska is the 1B.
See, I'm right there with you. Listen, I've been to Kansas numerous times. Well, not numerous, but a few times. And it's flat, and that's about it. But as far as Nebraska, I've never been to, but I can only imagine how flat and boring that place is.
Yeah.
I guess the only nice thing about Omaha, they do have the College World Series, which I kind of have a problem with. To me, it should be everywhere, not just in one place. But
speaking of baseball,
UK's first volleyball game. I know we're going to talk to that in a second. Their first volleyball game in the tournament is going to be April 15th, 7 p.m. on ESPN3, and they're going to be either playing Illinois State, or UNLV. So April 15th, ESPN3, and we'll be able to. Yeah. So let's talk about baseball. Not a good weekend for the baseball Cats.
No, got swept by Mississippi State over the weekend. But Mississippi State are top five in the country, I think, at this point.
They are. Yeah.
Not like they play competitively. Lost two games by one run.
Yeah, you're right. So it was a tough weekend. So hopefully they can overcome that and get some wins outside of just the lowly SEC teams.
Well, they're at Louisville tomorrow, so we'll see what happens with that game. That's going to be a tough one too.
Yeah, it is, unfortunately. Hey, can we talk about the Cincinnati Reds on Saturday?
Yeah.
What do you think about that? Listen, if you didn't see it, and Cincinnati won the series, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
And I got to believe, is it just me or are the Cardinals becoming the Yankees in the National League?
Why do you say that? Just because they're spending so much money on players?
Well, that's part of it. No, but as far as the most disliked.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of who else in the National League I dislike that much. I'm not really a fan of the Cardinals.
The Cardinals without any problem.
Yeah. Well,
really?
You know, the Cincinnati Reds for years had the philosophy, if you can't beat them up. So they've been doing that for years now. But I don't know who instigated this one. Would you say this is on the Cardinals or the Reds that started the fight?
Well, I mean, it was Nick Castellanos. Of course, he got hit by a pitch.
Right.
By the Cardinals pitcher, Jake Wolford. So, and Castellanos, you know, they held him back from keeping going to the mound, and he gets all the way around to third, and then there's a wild pitch by Woodford, and he goes down and slides in for safe. That's Castellanos.
Mm-hmm.
And then he stands up and flexes his muscles and says something.
Well, there you go. So it sounds like the Reds started it then.
Yeah, but he got hit by a pitch.
Oh, come on. Everybody gets hit by a pitch every now and then.
Okay.
No reason to start a brawl.
There was no brawl. That's the funny part. I mean, everybody makes a big deal, which I loved it. But there was absolutely no swing by anybody. The benches cleared. Even the pitchers came all the way out from the outfield to come there. And nobody does anything. And Castellanos gets thrown out of the game.
Yeah, and it's early on in the season, so I guess if you were going to get some sort of suspension, now would be the time to get it out of your system.
Well, that is true. But don't you think that's kind of silly when baseball, they really don't do anything. They just clear their benches and start pushing each other around.
Well, hey, it's about to be a rumble there, you know? Somebody's waiting for somebody to throw the first punch. Then it's on.
Speaking of rumble, I hear you got something coming up in the near future. Is this true?
What do you mean?
Don't you have maybe a little wrestling match coming up in a couple of weeks?
Maybe.
Oh, it's not supposed to be announced?
No, but okay. But thank you for going ahead and doing
that. Never mind. Sorry about that.
I don't know if anything's official yet.
Okay, nothing.
That's why I don't tell you anything.
Because Never mind.
Yeah.
I know it. I can be a bumbler, and I can just let out anything you want me to. So
yeah.
Let's just forget that. Oh, well. All right. Sorry I said that.
I guess you can go ahead and announce it. Yeah, I mean,
no, forget it. We're not going to announce it. Okay. Well, you tell me when we can announce it, then we'll talk about it.
Okay. I don't know that that's official yet. That's why I didn't want you to say anything.
Okay. I didn't know. You didn't tell me not to say anything. You just told me something, and
I guess anything I tell you, it just means you need to repeat it like a parrot.
I know. You know what? Can I tell you, my son was telling me, because they got Rush going on right now, and he was telling me all the pranks that they're doing, all the prospective members of his fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for some of these? So you talked about a parrot just there. One of his fraternity brothers had a parrot, and they were trying to teach it to say, "Help me, I've turned into a parrot." And so they wanted one of the fraternity potentials to go around with this parrot saying, "Help me, I've turned into a parrot." I thought that was brilliantly funny. Okay, never mind. They had another freshman wear a T-shirt that said "Life," and then he'd have this big bag of lemons and he would hand them out to everybody. Okay, forget it. Forget it. All right, then. I'm glad you're enjoying this.
I just like how funny you think it is.
Hilarious.
To me, it's funnier listening to you get tickled about something that's so stupid.
Here's the other one. They would make them go into some large grocery store and start yelling, "What year is it? What year is it?" until somebody told them what year it was, and then they're supposed to yell, "It worked," and run out. I think that's the best one. Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry. I just think that's hilarious. You want me to explain it to you a little more? Okay, forget it. Let's go ahead and take our last break. I give up with you. Things I think are funny, you just sit there. I think you're quietly turning off your microphone laughing.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm laughing
you are.
At you.
And you. No, you are laughing
so,
off
so
the
you,
air.
So you'd rather me have the fake Bob and Tom laugh?
No, I don't want that.
Well, they laugh at everything. They laugh at literally anything you say.
That's true, but I genuinely thought those were funny, but evidently you don't. All right, let's go ahead and take our last break. 502-571-1080, if you want to give us a call, you can tweet me at Just a Cat Radio. We'll be right back. This is Just a Cat.
You want to laugh at anything else?
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Let's see what's wrong with that.
Clearly, she has a good voice. It just doesn't appeal to me. So, I don't know.
Maybe they're not trying to appeal to 50-year-old men. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. Unless they're creepy dudes out there. Chris tweeted out she was wearing Freddie Mercury shades. And you know those iconic sunglasses he used to wear that looked like Ray-Bans, except they had the mirrored ones on the front? That's what she was wearing.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
she's dressing like him too, I guess.
Ooh, yeah. She just didn't have the microphone holder, you know, that he was famous for carrying around.
Right.
Didn't have the stand. Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. But yeah, Freddie Mercury was cool. He was clearly a rock and roll star. She is clearly, to me, a pop star. Big difference.
What about Bad Baby though?
Oh boy, have you seen this?
You were telling me about it during the break.
Yeah. Okay, Bad Baby, who I'm not going to lie to you, never heard of her.
Yes, you have, and here's why. Her actual name is Danielle something, but she was on the Dr. Phil show. Do you remember the girl that said, "Catch me outside, how about that?" You remember that?
Yeah.
Here, I've actually got it queued up. Listen to this for a second.
Okay, play it. All right.
There you go.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside?
Catch me outside. How about that? So that's this girl. That's her rap name.
And, yes. And now she made a song, These Hoes. H-E-A-X. Yes.
Yeah.
This hoe. These hoe.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's something about a middle-aged white man trying to say these names, okay?
Yeah.
But, all right, she made a record. And I'm not talking about a music record. She broke a record on the OnlyFans.com.
She's on OnlyFans?
Yes.
Oh,
and she literally just turned 18 years old, and now she's on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
The previous record of making $1 million was within 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
She's on OnlyFans and made $1 million in 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? I mean,
I got to start my OnlyFans account.
No, you don't.
I mean, seriously. In 6 hours? She's a millionaire?
6 hours she made, I think she was already a millionaire anyway, because she's had just hit after hit, supposedly.
Oh, yeah,
I've never
right.
heard of
Come
any
on.
Of them. I know. But she did. She made $1 million in 6 hours. Now, Shannon, what would you be doing on OnlyFans.com to be making money? I mean, please explain
well,
to me.
What was she doing on OnlyFans to make money? Let me ask you that. What was she doing?
Yeah. Yeah, well, she's connecting with her fans. I don't know.
Well, yeah, then that's what but I would do. Connect with my fans.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you're going to be? See, I don't think people are going to be paying you the amount of money that they're paying this young lady to be connecting with your fans. But this is amazing to me because, you know, OnlyFans has become kind of the revealing place to go for women, and men are paying for to see certain pictures and that kind of stuff.
I got a great idea. Why don't we start the Michael Bennett OnlyFans?
Oh, my.
And you can just post, shirtless pictures of you at the beach.
No.
You send me shirtless pictures all the time when you're at the beach.
I do not send you. I've never sent you a shirtless picture.
I think you have.
Well, that's true. They're videos. That's true.
They're videos, exactly.
That sounds
so
worse.
So you even get more for videos.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Maybe I should send my yearly belly flop and put it on OnlyFans. That's what I should do.
People will pay for that.
I think I have a feeling that more people are going to want me to pay them to just watch it. And I won't make a dime.
They're going to be asking for a refund after they see your content.
I think you're right. I mean, my gosh, I would want a refund from it. But what do you think? I know it happened Friday, and it's a little bit on the old news side. But what do you think about Bill Self getting his lifetime contract in Kansas? And he's being investigated by the NCAA.
What if he gets,
Kansas said they don't care.
Wow. I think that's really the best approach to take when it comes to the NCAA violations and I guess even the FBI, just deny, deny, deny. And then when they say that you're guilty, still deny it.
Duke is notorious for it and will just totally ignore the NCAA. And you know what? If I was running the NCAA, I'd say, nope, we're not doing that anymore. You're going to tell us what's happened, what's going on, and why haven't you let go of your coach?
Mm-hmm.
It's time. I love the fact that Charles Barkley has called out everybody. I mean, he went on a rant about politicians on Saturday before the Final Four games.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you right now, I loved everything he had to say about the way politicians are today. It seems like it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican, they want us to all hate each other.
Right.
And I agreed with it.
Anyway. It seems like the sweeping it under the rug, way of going about things is working
mentality.
So far for Will Wade, and for Bill Self.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing to see here,
well,
I guess.
Well, I mean, talk about no morals. That just proved to me that Kansas has zero morals. But anyway, Kentucky Joe, let's go to you real quick. I'm so sorry I've made you wait so long, but go ahead.
I guess I'm going to say Gonzaga's going to win tonight. They're probably going to win on a last second shot like Mr. Suggs did.
Yeah, that was a great shot. I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think that's going to be the case. But go ahead.
Hey, Michael, I'd like to see a talking parrot at one of Shannon's remotes, and you all
I'll just bring Michael along with me.
Poor parakeet or something.
All right,
singing after a few little drinks.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for my peep song, so we'll let you go, Joe. Good talking to you.
Yeah, I know.
Shannon?
Yeah.
We'll talk to you soon. Shannon, who's winning tonight?
I'm going with Gonzaga.
Are you?
They haven't been beaten yet.
I'm going,
prove me wrong.
Baylor's going to win tonight.
Okay.
There's too much pressure on Gonzaga. All right. Everybody, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on Just a Cat.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.